Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Gardaí are expected to interview Tánaiste Leo Varadkar within weeks in relation to his leaking a confidential government document 2 years ago. It follows the news yesterday that Gardaí have upgraded this to a full investigation from an initial scoping exercise. Now, the document, a new draft agreement with the Irish Medical Organisation, was shared by the Tánaiste with Dr. Matthew O'Toole of the National Association of GPs. And for the latest on all of this, I'm joined by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with Independent News and Media. Good morning, Fionnán. Thanks for joining us. So specifically, what's the Garda investigation looking at?
So they're still in what's regarded as fact-finding territory in terms of accumulating all the facts around this document, who handled it, how was it passed from the government side via Leo Varadkar to a rival GP's union, effectively, to the IMO, who was dealt with directly. The key point here is, what was the status of that document? Was it an official cabinet paper? Was it a confidential government document? Was it... What exactly was it? So that's what's going to be key, just to establish that, and that's why they've already been speaking with the Department of Health, and the fact that they've kicked it on would appear to suggest that they believe that there's something there worth investigating. So that's going to be the key point. The next issue then is going to be, once they've established the facts, right, was there a breach of the Official Secrets Act here, for example? If that was an official cabinet document, was it therefore illegal to pass that on to a third party outside of the organisation?
Is that the legislation that's in play, of the Official Secrets Act?
There's also that, and the other issue is the Criminal Justice Act, in terms of, was there a corrupt act perpetrated here? Did somebody benefit as a result of this document being passed? Now, there is a legal interpretation of that legislation that says it doesn't necessarily mean that the individual who passed on the document benefited, but did a recipient or recipients, did they benefit as a result of this act? So it does depend upon your legal interpretation of that legislation. What would be unusual at this point is, if a file was not passed to the Director of Public Prosecutions for a determination on whether or not charges should be brought. Still too early at this point to say, right, this is definitively what legislation they'll be saying has been breached, and too early to say that a recommendation will be made from the Gardaí side to whether to bring charges. However, again, highly unusual that the Gardaí would pass a file to the DPP without their own recommendation on what should happen thereafter.
So that's the legal side and the investigative side. On the political side, there was a muted response to this really over the weekend.
Yeah, so it has ratcheted up though quite substantially at the weekend. It is exceptionally serious that the former Taoiseach and sitting Tánaiste / future Taoiseach is now the subject of a criminal investigation. Effectively, a lot of this issue was trashed out last November when it emerged first in the Village magazine, and then there was a motion no confidence put forward by Sinn Féin, and the Tánaiste made several public statements at that time, accepting that he shouldn't have done this, apologising and insisting that he didn't act in an illegal fashion. And at that point, the three government parties, obviously his own, plus Fianna Fáil and the Green Party, stood firmly by him, and that motion of no confidence was defeated. It was again brought up a month ago by Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin with the Tánaiste, and at that point he was quite snippy and saying, is this the only thing you can bring up? And now you'd look at it and go, well, Piers Doherty was bringing up a serious issue of public concern if the Gardaí are investigated. Again, on that occasion, Tánaiste repeating his apology, saying this wasn't the best way to go about it, but that he was trying to bring about public good, but that he had committed no illegal act. Mm-hmm. At the weekend, what you saw was muted, as you say, but nonetheless, the main parties were out. The incoming Minister for Justice, Heather Humphreys, backing the tarnished quite firmly. Again, for
a question marks around whether it was appropriate for her to say anything about the situation. I mean, she was robust in her defence of him.
Yeah, she was not only robust in her defence of him, but also, I mean, that it's fair enough if she had just been robust in her defence and said, "I have confidence in the tarnished," and he has explained his position. But she was also getting into his motivation in terms of his conduct.
The greater good. Was her line. And so, she was on The Week in Politics, and she was asked clearly, should he step aside without prejudice while this investigation is happening? And she was very clear that she believed he should not.
Yeah, and I would say that is fairly consistent with, I suppose, with previous events as well. I mean, ultimately, he is innocent, and you're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. So it'd be far too early to seek for him to step aside simply because an investigation was ongoing. I mean, you could have, you know, you'd have all sorts of ramifications over the years if people had to step aside simply because the Gardaí were investigating them. The question mark was over whether she should be basically saying that somebody can engage in a particular mode of behaviour because they had the public good in mind. I mean, that's, you know, it's for the law to decide whether it was right or it was wrong. Fianna Fáil, then Michael McGrath, the public expenditure minister, coming out. You had the Taoiseach spoke with the tarnished at the weekend as this issue emerged. Fianna Fáil standing behind him, saying that they still have confidence in him. They are expecting a bit of pushback within the parliamentary party around this. Notably, but not of major concern so far, nothing from the Green Party.
Okay.
So the Green Party are expected to make some form of statement over the course of today, but it's noteworthy that they haven't said anything yet.
Okay, the other thing I want to ask you about is Alan Rusbridger, the former Guardian editor. He's resigned from the Future of Media Commission last night. He's apologised for his response to the revelations about the columnist Roy Greenslade. Did he absolutely have to go? Because he had the backing of the government, didn't he, and the commission up to now?
Well, it's effectively the commission and the Taoiseach and the culture minister Catherine Martin who now have received a bloody nose on this matter, because ultimately they backed him last week, and now he has stood down on the basis that he believes that the ongoing controversy will be a distraction for the commission. So effectively it does beg the question, you know, why did they back him a week ago if they didn't believe that was going to close off the matter? Ultimately, it was a quite absurd situation where you had the Taoiseach and the government being advised on a very important pillar of our democracy, which is the media, by somebody who was working for him for a number of years, who seems to be an apologist for terrorists. So there was certainly question marks there, and it's you do wonder about the political judgment on this one.
Okay, Fionnán, thank you very much. Fionnán Sheehan there.